AM 1220, KJN Atlantic.
KJAN Sports.
Well, it's time now for high school basketball here on KJAN, a girls-boys doubleheader, as Jim Field and Chris Parks are at Atlantic High School as we send things over to them. Take it away, guys.
All right, thank you, Brett. We are here at Atlantic High School tonight, getting set for a non-conference and a non-class ball game here between these ball clubs, as it's the Tri-Center Trojans that come a-calling here this evening for this doubleheader. And, of course, the first game, we'll actually get the name difference with the Trojans and the Trojans, but the next game will be the Trojans versus Trojans in that boys' contest. But getting ready for the girls' game here first, and both teams are out there getting themselves warmed up for the ball game here tonight. And Tri-Center, a team that had a decent start to the season here so far, and Atlantic, of course, has struggled throughout the season. They've lost some close ball games. Played a decent ball game the other night against a fairly good Denison team, and hung with them for quite a while, but just didn't have enough to keep up the pace throughout the ball game. But this should be an interesting one here tonight, with not much to compare each other with.
Well, I know Coach Pelzer has been disappointed in the performance of his team in the half court. They're hoping to be able to do a little bit more with runouts and moving the ball up and down the floor. They had some success the other night against Denison with that. Of course, the problem with that is you increase the chances of turnovers as well. So you need to be able to move that basketball without the dribble, move it by pass, where you can get it up and down the floor a little quicker and not get caught in some bad situations in the half court. And the Trojans are hoping to use this as a building block toward what they hope will be a little bit better second portion of the season. They're 2-9 coming into tonight's matchup as compared to Tri-Center, who's 6-3 heading into the match. Of course, Tri-Center plays out of the Western Iowa Conference and Atlantic in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. So we'll see playing up, playing down. The Tri-Center, a Class 2A school, as compared to Atlantic in a 3A, in Class 3A. So we'll see if it makes a difference. See which conference is a little better at this point.
Yeah, and you get to see that kind of different motivation factors working in each direction. And, you know, the smaller class schools always kind of want to play up and see if they can prove a point. And of course, larger class schools, they want to say, hey, we're up in that class and we're going to be better than you, like, you know, for a reason with the larger school district. So we'll see if how that plays out here tonight in both of these ball games here this evening. We're going to take a quick break here for you, and we come back as we get started. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and how these two teams have fared here and as far as their statistics go on the season so far. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operations running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with 6 locations to better serve you. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all of your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Brown Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet, along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown Shoe Fit at 502 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School for a doubleheader basketball here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans get set to take on the Tri-Center Trojans here in this first girls contest here tonight. It is a pink out here as well tonight. The fundraising efforts to support cancer, fundraising to, of course, help find a cure for cancer, and they'll be giving some of that proceeds here this evening on to the Relay for Life here in Cass County. So we'll see how that plays out here tonight as well. But the teams will be wearing the pink jerseys, but they do have the same numbers out there. So if you're used to seeing the numbers of those familiar players, that won't get you confused here tonight. Take a look here at the two starting lineups for these two teams, and we'll start off with the Rose Squad here, the Tri-Center Trojans, and their head coach, a name that some folks might be familiar with, Julius Mikulik. They are 6-3 on the season so far, and this is who they'll send out there. Number 15, Mackenzie Anderson, the freshman. Number 23, Haley Larson, the junior. Number 33, Katie Carroll, the junior. Number 43, Nikki Paulson, the junior, and number 45, Shelby Sullivan, a junior as well, here to start For the Tri-Center Trojans here on the girls' side tonight.
Yeah, for Tri-Center, Shelby Sullivan leads them in scoring, averaging 9 a game, shooting 53% from the floor. Emily Botts averaging 8.3, Nikki Paulson 7.3. So they've got a trio of scorers between them averaging around 25 points a game. They're not a team that's going to score a lot. They average 41.7 a game. As a team, they shoot 35.6 from the floor, so they're not lighting it up from the floor, and they shoot just 26% from the three-point line, and even more disturbing, only 49.3 from the free-throw line. So Tri-Center is a team that's been struggling shooting the basketball. They need to get some good close-in looks.
So we'll see how they work their offense here tonight and try to make the effort to work for them here this evening. For the Atlantic Trojans, head coach Casey Pelzer, they're 2-9 on the season so far, and this is how they'll send their starting lineup out. Number 10, Allie Krogman, the 5'6 senior. Number 14, Alicia Hensman, the 5'8 senior. Number 20, Mackenzie Holmes, a 5'5 junior. Number 30, Alex Hartwig, the 5'7 senior. And number 44, Paige Kennan, the 5'7 senior. That's your starting lineup for the Trojans here this evening.
Yeah, the Trojans are one real true shooter out on the floor to start the ball game would be Mackenzie Holmes. She's averaging 12.4 a game, leading them in shooting. Shelby Worth can hit the three when she's on, 4.6 a game. Also, Paige Kennan, Alex Hartwig, each averaging over 6 a game. Allie Krogman, 5 a game. As a team, the Trojans scoring 44.1 on average per game, shooting 28.9% from the floor. They have struggled. They shoot 29.9% from the three-point line and 56% from the free-throw line on the season.
Yep, so we'll see how that works out here for the Trojans this evening and who will step up in that scoring category, I guess, for both these two teams who have kind of struggled scoring the basketball here throughout the season. That's your starting lineups here tonight as we get set for the contest. Both teams are being introduced here to the crowd, and we'll be ready to tap things up here in just a moment. We'll take one more break. Listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. The Engine Shop, a complete engine shop. Owner Rick Larry has over 30 years' experience and works on all types of engines from ag to industrial, high performance and restoration. For all your engine needs, visit the Engine Shop at 102 and a half Pearl Street in Atlantic or give Rick a call at 243-1037.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we get set for girls basketball here tonight as part of our doubleheader as the Tri-Center Trojans come to town here for a boy-girl doubleheader. And the girls game about ready to get underway here in just a moment. And we are going ahead to get things ready to tap things up here in just a moment. And once again, those starting lineups for Tri-Center, it's Mackenzie Anderson, Haley Larson, Katie Carroll, Nikki Paulson, and Shelby Sullivan. For Atlantic, Allie Krogman, Alicia Hensman, Mackenzie Holmes, Alex Hartwig, and Paige Kennan. And I want to thank you all for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN and those listening in on the web as well at KJN.com here tonight. We have that available for you. If you go to our homepage, you can go to our Listen Live link there in the top right corner. And then once you get to that page, just click the play button there on the screen and you will be able to listen in to the broadcast anywhere in the world there on KJN.com. And the tap is up, and it's going to be won by Tri-Center. It comes right into the hands of Nikki Paulson, and she'll run it up the right side of the floor and then bring it back up top to set up the offense. And over and back, and that'll turn things right over here to Atlantic early on this first possession. So one quick turnover, and now Hensman will inbound it and get it into the backcourt here to Paige Kennan. And she'll run into here up floor and get it over to Mackenzie Holmes. Cross-court skip pass goes back to Kennan. They get it back in the corner and out of Hartwig. She'll go baseline, drives, kicks it across. Hensman's open for the baseline jumper, and she missed everything. Rebound comes down to Tri-Center. Haley Larson with the board, and she got it off to Paulson. And now a foul here as the Trojans try to press coming up the floor, and Alex Hartwig gets slapped with her first foul reaching in. And the rebound will be, or the inbound will be sent in here by Tri-Center, and they'll get it up top to Nikki Paulson. Paulson over right side, and they get it in the middle of the floor to Shelby Sullivan, and shots up on the way, too strong, rebound by Hartwig. Pass up here left side to Mackenzie Holmes, and now it'll go over to Kinnon. She kicks it off to Krogman, was open for the quick shot, right about 8 feet there. She missed it, though, and the rebound comes down to Tri-Center. Quick up the floor, Paulson gets it down in the corner as they get it to Larson. Now they work it back around the perimeter. It's Mackenzie Anderson back to Paulson. Paulson dumps it now to Carroll. Now they work it around. Back outside. Three-point attempt is knocked down by Emily Botts as she comes in here quickly and gets the bucket here for Tri-Center. Knocks down the triple, and it's 3-0 here early on. Skip pass across here as Krogman gets it off to Holmes, and she drives to the basket, missed the shot, gets fouled though, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. The foul is going to be whistled against Haley Larson. That'll be her first team foul now here against Tri-Center, and a couple of free throws on the way here for Mackenzie Holmes. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw is up on the way, and that one is good as well. So Holmes knocks them both down, and now the Tri-Center will run it up the floor. They get it over far side and send it out of the hands there down low of Sullivan. She couldn't corral it, and Mackenzie Holmes pushes it up the floor here for Atlantic. Krogman will dump it now into the corner, and it's going to be Kinnon to fire up a quick three. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Botts. Up the floor now. Here come Tri-Center. They get it in the corner, back outside. Try to skip pass, but it's tapped and stolen. Holmes got in the passing lane, goes the other direction, all the way to the hoop, gets the bucket and the foul. She'll go to the line to try to attempt a three-point play as the foul is going to be whistled against Nikki Paulson, and that'll be her first and the second team foul now here against Tri-Center.
Good aggressive effort there by Holmes to create.
A couple of quick check-ins now for both squads. It's Shelby Wehr, Sam McConnell are going to come in here for Atlantic. We also see Mackenzie Anderson check in. I do apologize. I had those numbers mixed around there in the starting lineup. It was Emily Botts that got the start instead of Mackenzie Anderson, but she just did check in. Free throw is missed there by Holmes, so she misses, tried to make the three-point play, and now they'll work it up the floor. Here's Anderson. We'll throw it in the corner now to Larson. They get it inside to Shelby Sullivan. She'll kick it back outside. Botts back up top, and she'll pass it off. Now they get it over right side into the corner. And now they'll lob it down low. Here's Sullivan. Will turn, shoot one, and it goes off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down there by Gutenfelder. It's into the ball game as well. Is Gutenfelder with the board. Now they're up the floor, and they go right side over to Shelby Wehr. Wehr up top, and it's stolen. Stolen out of there on the run here by Tri-Center. It's knocked away by Gutenfelder from behind. And that will be a Tri-Center basketball here underneath. Inbound pass now here will be lobbed in. Looking in the corner. And I believe that's Kaylee Grote who has the basketball right now as she has it out front. Now they'll work it around the perimeter. Up top it goes to Mackenzie Anderson. Now back up top. Grote gets the basketball. Now sends it over in the corner. Now she'll have it and dump it off to Sullivan. In the corner they go once again. The Botts, she'll drive baseline. Pull up for the jumper. Short. Good defense by McConnell to get a hand up there. And the rebound is tapped around, last touch by Tri-Center for the Atlantic basketball.
Kind of different to hear the referee point in a direction and yell, pink.
Yeah. Trojans with those pink uniforms here tonight. A pink out effort here at Atlantic High School this evening. And now it's a pass over right side here for Atlantic. They'll work at perimeter now over left side. Kinnon, she drives low, now kicks it up back up top to Wehr on a long pass. Wehr hangs on to it, now skips it over to Holmes. Holmes, a quick dribble and a shot way off the mark. Might have got it partially tipped, and the rebound comes to Tri-Center. They'll push it up the floor. They get it up to Botts on the run. She's fouled by McConnell. and will go to the line to shoot two.
Slow getting back by the Trojans that time. Had to commit the foul from the backside.
So McConnell picks up the foul. That'll be first on her, number two now on the Trojans. Emily Botts at the line here, and free throw up. In and out, no good. That one rolled all the way around and came out. Botts so far are the only points here of the game for Tri-Center with a three she hit. And now she'll make it 4 points as she makes the second free throw. Tied up at four apiece here. 4:05 left to go here, first quarter, and now a reach-in foul coming up the floor here against Tri-Center, as it's going to be Kaylee Grote that picks up the foul. Inbound now, Hill will be sent in to Kennan. She'll set up the offense for Atlantic. Over to Gutenfelder in the corner, Holmes. Holmes will fire up the three and knocks it down. Had a little bit of space, decided to shoot it. She knocks it home. 7-4, Trojans on top. Now they pass it around the perimeter here, left side for Tri-Center. And they'll get it back up top. Here's Kaylee Grote out front with it. Kick it in the corner here to Botts. Grote gets tripped up and then has to kick it off on as she's falling to the floor, able to save it. They got it in the corner to Anderson. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kennan, who was the one to knock it away. Tri-Center will inbound here underneath the basket. And Botts will inbound. Inbound to Sullivan. Out of Grote, back in the corner it goes here to Botts. Down low to Sullivan. She'll try to post up. McConnell blocked the shot. Came right back to Sullivan, but then she stepped out of bounds trying to corral the basketball. And it'll be Atlantic ball.
Nice job by McConnell to make the block and not foul. And then right back to Sullivan and knocked it out of bounds.
So now Atlantic with the ball on the perimeter, as Worth will hand it off to Gutenfelder. Now back to Kennan. Now down low, they dump it. McConnell low, but she got her shot partially blocked by Sullivan. She kind of returns the favor, and Tri-Center comes away with the basketball. Right side dribble as they try to shuffle it off. They get it to Larson. Larson will dump it back out front. And Grote has it out top. We'll dump it over right side. The shot up on the way by Larson. Dances off the rim, no good. Rebound, Sullivan went over the top to get it. No call, and now the pass back outside. Botts missed a shot. Rebound to Shelby Worth. Trojans, right side pass to Gutenfelder. She'll go baseline. Kick it off now to O'Connell. Back outside. Here's Worth, open for three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound, Sullivan inside. Here comes Tri-Center on the dribble. Over left side to Botts. They pass it. Now back up top. Grote, she'll dribble. Step at the free throw line. Shoot the shot. No good, but she got fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Just a little piece of the arm there that time, and it's going to be whistled against Shelby Worth, her first. Third team foul now here against the Trojans, and we'll go to the free throw line here for two. First one off the back of the iron. No good. And another line change of sorts here as Hartwig, Krogman, and Hinsman all come back in here for Atlantic. And Mallory Christensen checks in now here for the first time for Tri-Center. Also, Kristen Lehan comes into the ballgame as well. Free throw is missed there as well that time once again by Grote, so she misses them both, and it's 7-4 still. Atlantic with the basketball now. They'll lob it down low, swatted out of bounds by Sullivan as they try to lob a lazy one down low to Hartwig. A little bit too slow. Inbound underneath, Krogman will key it in. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Krogman inbounds it underneath. Hinsman was fighting for position, and we'll see where the foul comes from here. Foul is going to be whistled against Emily Botts. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul now against Tri-Center. Lob it up top on the inbound to Holmes. In traffic, and she traveled with the basketball. Turnover here to Tri-Center. They'll try to work it up the floor here. They'll lob it up ahead. It's Leanne with the basketball. Now back up top. Grote will kick it left side over to Botts. Down low, Sullivan posting and gets the shot off the glass and good. 7-6 now your score. Atlantic on top by one with the ball. Here's Holmes in the corner. picks up her dribble, lobs it across now to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder drives, has her shot partially blocked, down on the rebound. Gutenfelder is going to get whistled for the reach-in foul, trying to fight for the basketball, and that'll be a number one on her. And now four against the Trojans. Inbound pass here for Tri-Center. They'll work against a little bit of half-court pressure here. Up front now with the basketball. It's Kaylee Grote sends it over into the corner. Potts with it. Will dribble back out front. Pass it back off. Now we'll get it over here to Lehan. Now they'll work around the perimeter. And Potts will take three off the iron. No good. Rebound underneath and a quick putback. They're not going to count the basket, though. They're going to say no basket for Mallory Christensen. She caught it and immediately put it back up, but she did get pushed from behind. They're going to say it's on the floor. Kenzie Holmes picks up the foul. That's five now against Atlantic. Inbound from underneath here for Tri-Center. It's tapped out of bounds. Holmes got a hand in the passing lane. Inbound once again here. Tri-Center will try to get somebody open. Had trouble inbounding the last time, and now though, oh, they're going to save the five-second call here this time. So don't get it in, and it'll be Atlantic basketball. That's two times in a row they had trouble trying to find somebody to get open off the inbound. Now Atlantic will have it here left side. Gutenfelder back up top to Holmes, over to Krogman. Krogman, a bounce pass, Hensman, a pump fake. Now she'll dump it off. It's Hartwig. She'll take a dribble back to Hensman on the block. Pump fake, sends it across Gutenfelder, and she walked. Right back to Tri-Center. 42.9 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's 7-6. Atlantic with the lead up off the bench now. It's Nikki Paulson back in here for Tri-Center. As Potts will go to the bench here for a breather. Inbound, and they get it over to Paulson, and she'll run it up left side. Lobs it across. Lehan with the basketball. Now she'll dump it up top. Pass inside to Sullivan. They'll go over back to Paulson. Now they'll work it around the perimeter. Here's Grote. Sends it over far side. Paulson will try the three. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound bounces around. Pulled down by Tri-Center. They'll lob it down low to Sullivan now. In traffic. Falls to her knees and traveled with the basketball. A little bit of traffic there that time, and kind of a little bit of pushing and shoving going on, trying to fight for position, and she falls to the floor, gets called for the walk. 12 seconds to go in the quarter, and here's Atlantic with the ball. Krogman has it stolen right out of her hands. Grote got in there and stole it away, sends it across. Lehan with the quick layup try and knocks it down. And that's going to be the end of our first quarter of play. So the late bucket there before time expires off the steal gives Tri-Center the 8-7 lead here after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today. The Pizza Ranch in Atlantic serves medium and large pizzas for just $10. Choose from single topping, ranch specials, anything you want. No restrictions. Their small pizzas are just $5 anytime. Small prices, but big deals. That's the Pizza Ranch in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. The Car Guys offer a good selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans. Plus, they have financing options to get you rolling. For all of your pre-owned vehicle needs, stop by the Car Guys, located on the west edge of Atlantic today. The best buys are at the Car Guys.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic as we get back to it. Atlantic needs to find someone else, put the ball in the bucket. Mackenzie Holmes doing all the damage. She trails Tri-Center 8-7 here early in the contest, and the Trojans with the first possession of the second quarter promptly turn the ball over. A traveling violation out front gives the ball right back to the Trojans. 8-7, Tri-Center leading Atlantic, 7:40 left to play here in the second quarter. Trojans to the front court. They work the ball inside. Shelby Sullivan at the high post kicks it across. Left side, Mallory Christensen, and back up here to the near side comes. Can they get it into Shelby Sullivan? She gets surrounded, and Shelby Worth is going to pick up the foul. Second on Worth here in this first half, the sixth team foul against the Trojans. Ball out of bounds belongs to Tri-Center in the front court. Grote will inbound, fires it to the corner. They quickly go down low, and the ball stolen away nicely by Shelby Worth. She jumped in front of Sullivan, tapped it away, and then kept it alive on the baseline. Now Paige Kennan, and a turnover by Atlantic as Kennan tried to cut into the lane and bounce feed one down on the block to Alicia Hinsman. Zip right by her out of bounds. 8-7, Tri-Center leading. Tri-Center across the timeline. Grote through the double team. Leaves it here near side. Lehan out of the corner. Get it to Sullivan inside. Back out in the corner it goes. Now to Christensen. They fire it out top. And Grote will try a three and knocks that one home. Kaylee Grote with her first field goal of the ball game. It's 11-7 now in favor of Tri-Center. That's a 7-0 run and a chance to do more damage as the Trojans once again turn it over. Alicia Hinsman out top. Called for steps and the ball goes the other direction. For Tri-Center, Haley Larson will check back into the ball game. Sullivan will take a seat. Sullivan, the big 5'10 junior. 11-7, Tri-Center leading. Front court, Grote out top with it, working the ball on the dribble. Off to the far corner it goes now to Nikki Paulson. Back out top, they work it again to Grote. They'll reset the offense. Trojans wearing those pink uniforms with the black and white lettering and trim. Tri-Center in their traditional road black and gold jerseys. The lean and the toss, and we got a foul call out front against Atlantic. That might be against Shelby Worth. Nope. Going to be against Paige Kennan. That'll be her first. And that's the seventh team foul. That'll send Grote to the free throw line here for Tri-Center. 6:31 to go here in this second quarter. Yeah, 11-7. Tri-Center has run off seven straight since the Trojans took a 7-4 lead, and the front end of the bonus missed by Grote. Her third miss at the line, rebound to the Trojans. So Atlantic now to the front court. Hinsman left side, Holmes on the arc. Hounded by Botts out top, it goes now to Worth. Right side, Kennan. Baseline lob on, nice feed inside. McConnell can't get the bucket to go though, but she got her own rebound and put it right back home. Sam McConnell, a big 6-foot senior, used that strength and length to make the rebound on her own miss and get the bucket. It's 11-9. Tri-Center breaks pressure now to the front court. Botts caught in a double team, gets rid of it. Grote down low. They kick it back to Botts in the corner. Botts will fire it across now. Paulson, left side corner now. Larson, the lob out top again to Grote. Fakes the three and takes it down low. Botts struggling and threw it away. Ball tapped out of bounds by Mackenzie Holmes. It'll be Tri-Center basketball here in front of the Atlantic bench. 5:42 left to go in the second quarter. 11-9, Tri-Center the two-point lead. Outside, Grote open on the bounce feed. Fires a three, no good from the top. Rebound tapped quite a bit. Finally picked up off the floor and now thrown to the corner and knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Tri-Center basketball. Paulson struggled with it there. Oh, it's going to be Atlantic basketball. They changed their minds. So the Trojans will get the ball back. Sullivan off the bench. She missed her opportunity. She'll check in at the next break. Kennan to the front court now for Atlantic as she dribbles across the timeline. Worth right side. Pass tip stolen away. On the run up the floor with his Grote. And she will lay it up and miss it from the left side. Though rebound. Botts put back. No good again. Another rebound. This one's blocked as Paulson had her shot blocked. It's taken away by Atlantic. 0-for-3 that trip. Holmes long three try from the left side. No good. And Hinsman got the rebound underneath. And she got knocked to the floor, no foul call, but they are going to give Atlantic the basketball. Alex Hartwig back in now for the Trojans. Sullivan checked back in here for Tri-Center. The inbounds pass in traffic now is knocked away and stolen by Botts. Tri-Center up with it. 11-9, Tri-Center leading. 4:50 left to play here in this first half. And we're going to have a blocking foul as Shelby Worth stuck a knee out as Kaylee Grote tried to go behind the back and get past her on the dribble. For Worth, that will be her third first half foul. And we will have a substitution. Liz Gutenfelder will check in now for Atlantic. Allie Krogman also will check into the basketball game now for the Trojans as Worth will check out. At the line, Kaylee Grote with a chance to shoot the 1-1. She's 0-for-3 from the line so far here tonight. And the first try is in and out. No good. Rebounded by Atlantic. 0-for-4 from the line. Just 1-for-5 are the Trojans so far here tonight from the line. Kennan drives right side, down low, dumps it for Gutenfelder. In traffic, now she throws it away. Ball stolen, Grote. Wild pass, gets it into the front court. Now her pass is right back to her. It's taken away. Paulson tried to fire right back, and it was stolen by Kennan. Now Krogman trying to go low, and another foul. Everybody reaching for the basketball here tonight, and another foul call. Will be out of bounds to Atlantic. Nikki Paulson picks up the foul call, her second. Team number 5 against Tri-Center here in the first half. Krogman inbounds, left corner. Kenzie Holmes rather fires on him quickly. No good. Rebound inside, taken by Tri-Center. 11-9 the score, Tri-Center leading. Front court, Botswood here in the right corner. They work the ball in the perimeter now. Grote back out top with it. She'll cross over and go down the lane with the right hand. Bounce pass across the lane to Sullivan, and she's right there to lay it in. Shelby Sullivan with the little puppy after the nice dribble penetration. And it's 13-9 now in favor of Tri-Center. Cannon out top for Atlantic. Fires far side, Mackenzie Holmes. Now to Krogman. The 17-foot shot no good. Quickly off the pass and the rebound to Tri-Center. Tri-Center back the other way now. Grote far side. Paulson down in the corner it goes. That's Larson. And they work it back out top. They run four wide with a single post. That's Sullivan down on the left block as they cross over in the lane. Grote, a couple of steps down the lane off the crossover dribble. They can't get the shot. Rebound Sullivan off the floor, and she misses in tight, and a rebound to Atlantic. Here comes Pink, front court now. Holmes, left corner to Gutenfelder. She tries to drive the baseline. The leaner up and good. Liz Gutenfelder. She was the smallest dog in that fight, but she's still able to get her way down the baseline. Underneath for the bucket off the window, and it's 13-11, Tri-Center. 3 minutes left to play here in this first half. Tri-Center out top, Grote behind the back, drives left side to Paulson in the corner for three. That's good. Nikki Paulson buries her first field goal of the night. It's a triple, and it's 16-11, biggest lead of the night now for Tri-Center. Front court, Krogman, left baseline, quick fire, no good on the shot. Rebound Tri-Center. They run up the floor now. Botts, right side, stops, throws one, an offensive foul. She tried to stop to throw one up awkwardly. She was a little far away from the basket to do that, and she ended up getting caught there by Mackenzie Holmes, who took the charge. But Botts picks up her second. Sixth team foul. In for the Trojans now is Kristen Lehan. Up the floor now comes Atlantic. They get across the timeline. Kennan to Holmes to the corner. Krogman back to Holmes. She drives, fires it off right side. Kennan down low. Gutenfelder off the right side or left side. It comes down to Holmes. Her three tries no good. Everybody goes after the rebound. It's finally kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. There's only 10 girls on the floor. I swear there were 12 of them trying to grab that rebound.
Everybody's hands in the air, batting it around.
2:10 left to go second quarter. 16-11, Tri-Center the score. Trojans have the ball, front court. Outside with it, sitting in the center circle is Kaylee Grote. She'll run the offense. Grote looks right, Botts here on the arc, back out top, Grote. Left side it goes now. So work the perimeter, Lehan back out top, Grote for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Alex Hartwig for Atlantic. Kennan brings it up the floor now for the Trojans. Out top, Krogman. Right side it goes to Holmes. She'll drive baseline. The bounce pass for Hartwig in tight. It's knocked away and picked up off the floor by Krogman. Trojans keep it. Now Kennan, right side, Krogman. Trying to feed it in for Hartwig again on the floor, and that's going to be traveling. She went down to her knees to come up with that pass, and once she got up, that's traveling. Not like the old days of six-player girls basketball where you could be down, and as long as you kept your foot planted, you could get up. You can't do that in five-player. Out top, Grote with the basketball, left side. Botts dumps it down low on the baseline. They lob it for Sullivan. Bank shot, no good. Rebound inside by Holmes, and Sullivan hits the floor hard. Minute 12 left to go in the half. Long pass ahead. Krogman left side, the leaner up, and good. Allie Krogman up the left side with a bucket. And it's 16-13. Kenzie Holmes had all 7 Atlantic points in the second half. She has all of none for her team here in the second quarter. She's getting some help offensively. And a ball knocked away, a block by Hartwig down low as Sullivan tried to take it to the rack. Ball taken away by the Trojans. Now Krogman right side. Hartwig in the lane. The leaner up, and no good, but a foul call. got one official over here talking to Tri-Center coach Meek Leek. Foul whistled against Haley Larson. So at the free throw line now. Well, now we're going to have a technical foul here on the Tri-Center bench. So a foul whistled here against the Tri-Center bench. I'm not sure who they whistled, but a official was over here talking to the coaching staff as at the free throw line. It's up and good as Alex Hartwig knocks down the first one. She'll get another. And that one is also good. So she makes both of the shots for getting fouled. And now it's a 1-1 here for Mackenzie Holmes. And the first one is good. Bounces through. Now all of a sudden we're tied at 16 each. And one more here for Holmes, and that one no good. So we get three out of the four, and we're tied at 16 all. The Trojans will get the ball back. They were having a discussion over at the bench, the official, and somebody from Tri-Center. It didn't look like it was Meek Leek at first, and I'm not sure if he got the technical or if somebody else did, but I guess it doesn't matter. It is a foul against the team, however, so they have seven team fouls now. That's why they were shooting the bonus. And the lob pass by Kennan down low now is stolen away by Sullivan as Atlanta gives away the possession. Tied at 16, 25 seconds left here in the half. The right side, Botts down here in the corner. Back out top, they work the perimeter. Grote, 18 seconds left. Sullivan, left side it goes. Lehan pulls up on the baseline. Her pass is tipped, knocked away and stolen. Gutenfelder tipped it. Krogman up with it. Long pass ahead. Now it's Holmes, and her shot smacked away. Holmes underneath grabbed it, tried to lay it in quickly, and running back behind the play was Botts as she swatted that one away. 8 seconds left here in the first half. Atlantic ball in the front court. Chance to take the lead here at the break. Kennan will inbound here for Atlantic. Looks low. It's not there. Kicks it out to Holmes. Holmes drives. Pulls up. 16-footer. No good. Rebound inside. It's Kennan, and she's fouled on the putback. Paige Kennan will go to the free throw line with 3 seconds left here in the half for Atlantic. As a foul inside whistled against Haley Larson. That is her third. 3 seconds left to play here before halftime. Kennan to shoot a couple here for Atlantic. And the first one is good. That gives Atlantic the lead. First point of the ball game for Paige Kennan. One more. It's on the way. And that one no good. Rebounded by Tri-Center, and that'll do it here in the first half. They try to fire one long ways, but I think it was a little after the buzzer. And it missed anyway. 17-16, Atlantic with the lead after one quarter of play over Tri-Center. With a flurry of free throws here late in this first half, the Trojans will take the lead into the locker room. 17-16, Atlantic leads Tri-Center here in the girls' portion of our doubleheader here tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Pure Bolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers and over 600 insurance companies. That's Pure Bolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554. Sanbothi Firestone offers a complete selection of Firestone tires for your vehicle. They also offer alignments, lubes, oil filters, and batteries. Sanbothi Firestone, located on Highway 92 on the east edge of Griswold. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Their goal is to be the best provider in long-term care. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium here tonight as the Trojans playing host to Tri-Center here in this first game of our doubleheader tonight. Atlantic with a one-point lead here at the intermission. This is the first of a doubleheader here tonight. We've got a girl and boy basketball doubleheader on this pink-out night here in Atlantic. The Trojans wearing the traveling pink jerseys tonight. The pink jerseys with the black and white lettering and trim, significant of breast cancer awareness. And they were trying to bring some attention, raise a little bit of money toward that effort here tonight. And we understand the Tri-Center Trojans, of course, are also kind of supporting the effort. Some pink headbands, some pink socks out there as well. I understand the boys' game will not go without the note as well. There'll be plenty of pink socks and pink headbands and things out there in the boys' game, from what I hear as well. So supporting the cause just the same here tonight, the Atlantic boys and girls. Boys' game will come your way about 7:30 tonight, about 15, 20 minutes after the conclusion of this girls' game here this evening, as Tri-Center will bring a 6-3 record into that game as well. Both the boys and girls teams are 6-3 from Tri-Center. And on the other side, Atlantic boys will carry in a 7-2 record on the season into that ball game a little bit later on here this evening. So we should see a pretty entertaining ball game in game number two here tonight as well. So a little bit of a rivalry going. The Trojans and Trojans played a doubleheader last year over coming here to Atlantic to face off against the Trojans and Trojans here tonight. Kind of nice to see some of those teams within the little circle here getting together.
Yeah, it's always fun when you have teams that, you know, have the proximity to each other to play each other, regardless of what the, you know, the class size and all that may be. It's makes for some fun games, and it makes for some good games sometimes as well. The Atlantic boys know that well. They went over there and lost a tough one last year on the road at Tri-Center. So they'll definitely be aware and ready to go for their ball game here later on here tonight. And, yeah, it's just fun to see those teams and folks from the area that may know each other to get together and play a little ball.
Well, it's nice to play somebody a little different, too. You know, you're going to play a lot of games, of course, within your conference, so you're going to see a lot of the same teams, and you only have, gosh, what do you have anymore? About four or five games that you have a chance to kind of play with where you're playing non-conference opponents. And it's kind of nice to see some different colors once in a while and some different players, and maybe makes new friendships along the way, too. 17-16, Atlantic leads here by a point at halftime over the Tri-Center girls. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more for you here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Brocker Carnes & Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker Carnes & Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop. Whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, we have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right, or visit the American Pie Cafe, our 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime of our basketball matchup here tonight. Game one of our doubleheader here this evening. Welcoming those of you listening on in the air and also on the web, KJAN.com. You'll be able to check these matchups out later on as well. We'll have these games posted on the web for you as podcasts, both on our sports page and also on our podcast page as well a little bit later on tomorrow. And you'll be able to go back and listen to those. Those will stay as long as we let them, which as far as I'm concerned is forever, or at least as long as I'm around.
Yeah.
So you'll have an opportunity to listen to those at your leisure whenever you would like. So we appreciate the we'll work with Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. They help us out with our web hosting and stuff and give us plenty of space on the server to be able to do all that for you. So we hope you take advantage of that service here as well. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime. Chris, you got them all totaled up?
Yeah, I'll take a look here. First off, for Atlantic has ended up pulling out the lead here late in that into that first half, and they have 8 points tabbed from that first half for Mackenzie Holmes, as she led the way scoring wise out there for the Trojans. At 1 point in that first half as well, chipped in by Paige Kinnon in the first half of basketball. So that's and also 2 points as well for Sam McConnell. She had a rebound and a putback also. They went 6 for 9 here from the free throw line in the first half there for Atlantic. For Tri-Center, they were led by a couple of players that had 4 points apiece. That would be Emily Botts and Shelby Sullivan. Also, a couple of three-point baskets were knocked down by Kaylee Grote and also by Nikki Paulson. They both have three. And 2 points chipped in at Lehan here in the first half as well, as they went to just 1 for 6 from the free throw line there in the first half. So a pretty dismal performance there at the line. But both teams ended up with quite a bit of fouls there in that first half. We didn't end up shooting as many free throws as it looked like may have been the case there as we headed towards the second quarter. But they did rack up, and there is a couple of players with some foul trouble. Haley Larson has three for Tri-Center, and also Shelby Worth for Atlantic has three as well. So that was a look there at the fouls for these two teams. So that's once again your score, 17-16. Atlantic has the lead here at halftime over Tri-Center. We're just a couple minutes away here from second half basketball, and both teams are just getting back out there now as Tri-Center's come back out of the locker room to shoot some shots, and Atlantic making their way out here in just a moment. So we'll take another break and be back and get you set for second half. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in KC. For custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings, vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable deck and patio covers, call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey at 800-746-2558. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. Exchange State Bank, serving the financial needs of farmers and individuals since 1879. Offering long-term fixed rates on residential real estate mortgages, or find a rate and term that works for you. Stop into Exchange State Bank at 322 Audubon Street in Adair today.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime break between the Trojans and the Trojans as Atlantic leads Tri-Center 17-16 here after one half of basketball. And I guess one thing that was really turned out to be the turning point there late in that second quarter was a technical foul that was whistled against the bench for Tri-Center. We didn't quite see who it was whistled on. I think it might have been one of the equipment folks helping out to keep the stats there for Tri-Center. But either way, it turned out to be a big foul, a technical foul, and it sent Atlantic to the line to shoot two free throws, which they knocked down for the technical, and then they got to shoot the 1-1 because that put them over the team limit as well at 7. And it ended up being a big turning point in the swing for Atlantic, who was then able to get a late free throw as well by Paige Kennan to get the lead here at 17-16 here at halftime. And we're ready to go here in the second half of play. Tri-Center will start with the basketball working from right to left here. They've got those road black uniforms with the gold lettering and trim, and a quick three-pointer tried and buried by Emily Botts right out of the gate as they lobbed it over to her from the far side, and she immediately pulled the trigger and knocked it down. Now Atlantic will move quick passing. They get it down low to Hartwig, but she slid a little bit too far to try to get the shot, missed it, and now a jump ball on the floor here between Hartwig and Haley Larson, and it's going to be Atlantic ball off the arrow. Kennan will inbound. It's Kennan, Gutenfelder, Hartwig, Hensman, and Holmes here for Atlantic. And Gutenfelder will fire the quick three off the inbound. She was left open, missed it. Hartwig with a nice rebound in the putback, though, and gets the 2 points for Atlantic.
Real nice effort. Kind of bumped the other gal, Tri-Center out of the way to get that rebound down low.
Kaylee Grote has the basketball out front. She started here in the second half along with Shelby Sullivan, Nikki Paulson, and Emily Botts, who's going to take another three here left wing. Missed that one. Long rebound comes out long. Hartwig touched it last, going out of bounds. It'll be back to Tri-Center on the far side of the court, right at midcourt. And the other player they have out there is Haley Larson as well here starting this second half. Inbound is Grote will bring it across here and get it into the front court. Sends it over to Botts here in the left wing. A 2-3 zone right now by the Trojans. Pass over into the far corner here. They get it out there to Larson, now back around the horn. Grote over to Botts. Botts to Larson in the corner. She'll lob it back up top. Grote right back to Botts. She'll stop. Hump it back out top. Now inside, Sullivan gets it quickly out to Paulson. Paulson back to Grote, back to Paulson. She'll try the three. Had a little bit of space, and she knocked it down. A lot of passing there by Tri-Center on the perimeter, and Paulson gets open and knocks down the three. It's a quick pass to Hensman. She dumps it off to Hartwig, pump fake, and then goes to the rack and gets a bucket off the glass. So a quick response there by Atlantic. It is 22-21. Tri-Center here with the lead. Out front they have the basketball, and we'll send it over far side, and an awkward shot on the run that time by Shelby Sullivan gets it to go off the glass. And now a reach in on the other end as Kaylee Grote tried to reach in against Kennan. She's going to pick up the foul. It'll be number two on her. First here of the second half on either squad. Inbound pass will be sent in here, and Kennan will dump it off to Hensman. Pump fakes, kicks it across. Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder is going to get called for an offensive foul, pushing off with the elbow against Emily Botts. Gutenfelder is slapped with her second foul. First on the Trojans here this half. Lob up the floor now here, as they'll get it to Paulson. Skip pass over to Botts. She tried to go baseline, now backs it back outside. Up top to Grote, now to Sullivan, over to Botts. Now down along baseline, Larson steps in, lobs it up. High, and Sullivan comes out of it, and he was tapped away by Holmes for a moment, but then Sullivan came up with it. Back around the horn, up top, it's Grote for three, and she knocks down the triple. And now we've got a timeout taken here by the Atlantic bench, just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. But Tri-Center with the hot hand from the three-point arc here to start this second half, and they have a 27-21 lead here over Atlantic.
11-4 start to this third quarter, including, as you mentioned, that trio of threes, Grote, Botts, and Paulson, each with a long-range bomb here early in the quarter. And, boy, you could really change the score, but also change your attitude real fast when those shots start falling like that in rapid succession.
Really gaining a lot of confidence and doing a pretty good job of working the ball around quickly on the pass, really both teams here to start the second half. But Tri-Center not finding many good holes in the zone in down low, but they've been able to work it around to get themselves open looks on the outside and have made the shots. Here's the inbound after the timeout. Kennan will drive and dump it off to Hartwig, and she traveled as she tried to get around the defender.
Spacing not very good for Atlantic offensively. We've seen a number of times where passes have been made and you got people cutting two of them at the same spot, almost running into one another trying to get the basketball.
Up the floor here, Tri-Center lobs it ahead to Botts. And Botts will now send it up front. Grote into the corner. It goes. Now they lob it down low. Sullivan working against Hartwig. Up with a shot. Too strong. Rebound on the other side by Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes will run it up the floor. Over to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder tried to pass it to Hensman. It was knocked away. Gutenfelder saved it, though, before it went out of bounds. She could have let it go out, but decides to snag it. Now they get a handoff here to Hartwig. They try to force a pass inside. It's stolen. Sullivan got a hand on it, and then Grote came away with it. She'll lob it over far side. Paulson now into Sullivan with some contact there, and the pass was a little bit too far outside and is turned over once again right back to Atlantic. Kennan up the floor. We'll throw it left side over to Holmes. A lot of contact between her and Paulson, but it goes out of bounds to Atlantic.
Yeah, there'll be bruises from that bit of contact, but there won't be fouls.
Krogman, McConnell, and also Abby Johnson checking into the lineup here for Atlantic. Inbound comes to Kennan. She'll kick it over far right side. Lobs up on the way. Three-point attempt is good by Gutenfelder.
Well, Atlantic needed that.
So Liz Gutenfelder there with the big bucket. And now we'll have it up the other way here for Tri-Center. Pass over left side. Goes to Botts. Back up top now. They'll try a three. Grote got open. Missed it. Short. Rebound McConnell in underneath. 4:04 left to go here, third quarter, 27-24. Tri-Center with the three-point lead right now. Atlantic the ball, and they'll have it with Kennan. Picks up her dribble, needs some help. Now will dump it off into the elbow to Krogman. Turned to the quick shot, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Botts. Grote will run it up the floor, no advantage, so she stops. Pass over to Paulson. Paulson left open, will kick it in the corner instead. Knocked out of bounds. Kennan came flying in to knock it away. It will be Tri-Center ball. Into the lineup now as Sullivan will get a breather. They'll bring Mallory Christensen back in here for Tri-Center. She'll receive the inbound. Now dump it over to Paulson. Paulson back out to Grote. Grote over to Paulson. Bounce pass. That time to Christensen. Now to Botts. Now they go to Larson here on the baseline. Back around the horn. Here's Grote out front. Dumps it off Christensen. Outside, Botts will try the three. That's her spot. She knocked it down again. She's got two threes here in the second half, and three total for the game, and it's now 30-24 with Tri-Center on top of Atlantic. Here's Krogman out front. We'll send it over here to Johnson. Johnson to Krogman. Now gets over to the far side. Up top, Gutenfelder. She'll dribble. Shot is bounced around and rebounded inside there that time by Christensen, and she'll work it up the floor. Grote will dump it off. Christensen over left side, the pass. Now they'll work it around the horn. Here it's Paulson. She'll pass it off now. Larson in underneath Christensen. Now the quick pass. Botts is open left side for the three. Missed it short this time. Rebound pulled down by Krogman. Krogman will dump it off now here to Kinnon. Kinnon. Have it out front. She'll hang on to the basketball. And now they get it in the middle, and McConnell, a quick shot just inside the free throw line, knocks it down. Nice quick trigger that time by Sam McConnell. And it's now 30-26. Tri-Center with the lead and the basketball. It's Botts in the corner. She'll dribble out top with it. Hang on to it. Now dump it off to Grote. Grote with 1:56 to go in the third quarter. We'll send it over to Paulson. Now in the corner they go to Larson. Back to Paulson, down low Christensen, back outside. Grote open for three, knocks it down. Tri-Center. Boy, I don't think they know what to do inside the three-point arc right now. They're making them all from the outside as Grote buries another triple. She's got three in the game, and it's 33-26, Tri-Center. A lob down low to McConnell, tried to one-hand the pass, lost it. Rebound is pulled down by Tri-Center as they steal it away. Throw it over right side to Paulson. Paulson out on the arc. We'll dump it off now here to Grote. In the corner goes Botts. Botts a dribble drive. Dumps it off here to Grote. Pump fake and a drive around the corner. She'll send it into the corner now to Larson. Back outside. Paulson will pull the trigger on a triple. No good. Rebound pulled out of bounds before anybody touches it, and it'll be Atlantic basketball. Johnson will key it in here, and Kinnon will walk it up the floor now here for Atlantic. Cannon will dribble left side, gets it into the corner to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder off the glass with a shot, no good, rimmed out. Rebound pulled down there by Larson. Larson will kick it ahead, and Paulson's going to dribble out top with it. Now she'll drive, dump it off to Botts, who's open for a three. Same spot, missed it short this time. Rebound by Christensen outside the three-point attempt is good on the second try by Nikki Paulson. Now she's got three triples in the game. 36-26, 10-point lead here for Tri-Center. 27 seconds to go in this third quarter. Atlantic will have it. Johnson will lob over to Kinnon. Kinnon right back now to Krogman. Right back, she'll bounce it to Kinnon. Krogman now left side will lob it over. Johnson, she'll try the three. That's short. Rebound dances around. Nobody can get it. McConnell tapped it up in the air, and Johnson comes away with it. Johnson could have looked for the shot, but decides to pass it off to Krogman. She puts up a shot, goes out. Off the rim, no good, and they tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Tri-Center. So with 4.6 seconds left, Atlantic will inbound here in this third quarter. Trailing by 10, 36-26. Kinnon lobs it up top, tapped away, stolen, on the run. Paulson will try to go coast-to-coast, and the layup's good before the buzzer expires. And that's going to be a 12-point lead here for Tri-Center after three quarters of play here on the road against Atlantic. 38-26 after three. We'll be back with the fourth quarter next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch has great deals to accommodate your family. Choose from the pizza chicken combo or the Texas size ranch pack. And then choose two sides of cheesy ranch sticks, chicken fries, cactus bread, or a pint of potato salad. That's the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic and the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Hall's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the floor business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic.
and Southwest Iowa Egg, producing high-quality eggs that are affordable and convenient. Southwest Iowa Egg, providing quality jobs both full and part-time for youth and adults. Southwest Iowa Egg, celebrating 11 years in business and supporting the activities of young people.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic. 38-26 is our score as we get started with this fourth quarter. Quick layup try by Grote down the left side. No good for Tri-Center. And Atlantic the rebound. Trojans to the front court. Paulson back to, Paige Kennan back out top. And Mackenzie Holmes gets fouled as she tries to drive the right side. They're going to whistle Emily Botts for that foul. It'll be her third. Just the second team foul against Tri-Center here in the second half. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans in the front court. They got some work to do. They're down a dozen. Biggest deficit of the ball game. Inbounds to Shelby Worth. Quick three from the right side. No good. Rebound inside by Tri-Center. And they want to run. And they're going to get rewarded. Paulson up the floor. Fouled by Hartwig as she was riding her pretty hard here up the far side of the floor. So that'll be number two on Hartwig. Number two against Atlantic here in the half. Tri-Center will inbound. Leading by a dozen. 38-26. Out of the center circle with it now is Nikki Paulson. She'll drive, double-teamed, feeds it back right through the legs. Mallory Christensen, and a foul out front. Whistle against Atlantic, trying to chase down that loose ball. Christensen got there first, and Hartwig picks up the foul. That'll be her third. Tri-Center basketball, the inbound. And they'll bring it out top. Grote with a dribble. 38-26 the score. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Double high screen. They run it to the right side. Grote crossover down the lane. Lost the ball. It pinballs around. Picks it up. Fires out to Paulson. Her three try. Skims the rim. No good. But a rebound by Christensen keeps it alive for Tri-Center. Botts now with the basketball out top. Working the dribble left side. She lobs it back out. To, almost threw that one away. And it's going to be a foul on Paige Kennan as the pass was a little short. Kennan didn't turn around and look for it. She probably could have stole that. So the second foul of the night on Kennan. Shelby Sullivan back in now for Tri-Center. 6:55 left in the game. The inbound speed, Botts baseline. The drive left side. Shot won't go. She's fouled. That'll be Mackenzie Holmes picking up her second. And well, we started this fourth quarter. Atlantic had just one foul, and they've picked up four more here real quick. Botts will go to the free throw line now here for Tri-Center. Chance to shoot a couple. The first one is good. And that extends what is their biggest lead of the night now to 17, or make that to 13 points. Second one here on the way. Man, that's good as well. So Botts hits them both. It's a 14-point lead, 40-26 in favor of Tri-Center. Atlantic ball out top, Kennan. Kennan looks left, no one home, now finds Shelby Worth over on that far side into the high post, Hinsman. Out of the baseline, Hartwig, her shot from 16 feet, rims in and out, no good, rebound, taken out of there by Sullivan for Tri-Center. Tri-Center up the floor now as they get across the timeline in the center circle. Grote, a very young Tri-Center team. They don't have a single senior on the team. And we have got a five-second violation whistled against Atlantic, and that'll turn the ball over. Seven juniors on the club, a couple of sophomores, the rest freshmen for Tri-Center. Ball to the front court now. It's the Trojans work it down low. Quick shot by Hinsman, no good. Skim the rim, rebounded by Hartwig. She steps across, leans in, and banks one home and gets Sullivan to reach in and pick up the foul. So Alex Hartwig spun around looking to get rid of the ball, then spun back around, realized she had a clear path. Got the basket, Sullivan the foul. That's her first. Hartwig to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 6:12 left in the game. Free throw good by Hartwig. And Atlantic trims the lead to 11. It's 40-29. Still plenty of time for the Trojans. Grote with it down to the front court for Tri-Center. Works the dribble out in the center circle. And a five-second call going to be whistled. Or is over in bed. She step on the line?
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't see that from here as the official was in my way, but it was getting awfully close to a five-second violation anyway. And now we've got a timeout asked for as the tallest girls basketball coach in the area gets up off the floor, looks down at the official, and says, timeout.
Yeah, Mr. Mikulik's a little bit larger, of course. And I guess you're usually a little bit taller when you get
chances to go play a Division I school. That's usually how it works, I guess.
Just a 30-second timeout by Tri-Center. And neither team using their timeouts in the ball game. They each have used just 1:30 so far, so plenty of timeouts available if anybody would like to stop the clock.
Yeah, and the teams really took an advantage of that here in the half. And it's kind of surprising the way the game's flowed, because there have been some points where both teams have struggled.
Atlantic ball off the inbound now. It's Kennan to the front court. Out top Holmes. Right side Worth. Back to Kennan. Open. She'll try the three bomb. That's good. Paige Kennan knocks down her first field goal of the game. It's a triple, and it's 40-32. The Trojans with a 6-0 run here get back within eight. Got it down to single digits now. Trojans with the basketball and a steal. Paige Kennan took it away from Botts. She was dribbling without paying a whole lot of attention, and Kennan taps it away. Now Atlantic to the front court. Left side Worth. Worth to the high post now. It's Hartwick. She head fakes. Now drives. The layup try. No good. Rebound tapped out. Sullivan up with it. Opportunity there for Atlantic. Hartwick had a pretty good look. Couldn't convert. 5:12 left to play. Grote out top. The double screen. She goes right this time and leaves it out on the perimeter and throws it away as Sullivan, or back that Paulson, couldn't handle the pass and dribbled it on the sideline. So the ball turns back over to Atlantic. Hinsman out. Gutenfelder back in for the Trojans. And Tri-Center with a few turnovers here in back-to-back possessions, now giving Atlantic an opportunity. They've shaved six off the lead so far with 5 minutes left to go. As they drive baseline, Gutenfelder kick out to Holmes for three, no good from the corner. Rebounded inside by Botts for Tri-Center. Grote across the timeline now for the Trojans. Just a sophomore running the offense out top. She goes left off the screen, dribbled it off her foot, it's out of bounds. It's going to turn back over again to Atlantic.
We've seen both teams struggle with unforced turnovers here throughout the game, but right now it just seems to be Tri-Center's bugaboo here these last couple of minutes.
Well, Trojans haven't been able to take advantage the last two trips down the floor. Let's see what they do here as Kennan. Oh, we're going to have a blocking foul whistle, an illegal screen against Shelby Worth, and that's going to be her fourth foul. So Worth picks up the foul. That is her fourth. Team foul number six against Atlantic. They were trying to screen to get Kennan open for another three try here from the wing. But it was a moving screen. The ball turns back over to Tri-Center. Under 4.5 to play now in the game. 40-32, Tri-Center leading. Oh, and an errant pass. Ball's loose on the floor. Everybody diving for it out near center court. And it's going to be Mackenzie Holmes with it. And now a foul call is reaching in, sliding in, is Grote. And she'll pick up the foul. That's the second, make that the third on Grote. And we're going to have a timeout asked for now by Tri-Center with 4:18 remaining. We'll take a break. 40-32, Tri-Center leads Atlantic. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, wants to remind you about hunting safety. If you're using a tree stand, please and always use your safety harness. This little reminder comes to you from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. That's the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small-town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita. They're open 7 days a week. That's Main Street Market in Anita.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic, 40-32. Tri-Center leading Atlantic with a basketball. Trojans trying to shave the lead further. Outside, Worth, right wing, 4-3, and it's good. Shelby Worth knocks down the three, and the Trojans have gone on a 9-0 run now. And it's 40-35. Tri-Center ball under 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. The ball knocked away, almost stolen at center court, and now a reach-in foul going to be whistled on Alex Hartwig as she got Kaylee Grote out front, and that will send Grote to the free throw line. And for Hartwig, that's her fourth. So free throw time now for Tri-Center as they're in the bonus. She'll be shooting the 1-1. First try of front end on the way by Grote, and that one is no good. Rebounded by Atlantic. Grote has struggled at the free throw line, 0 for 5 tonight. catch a break there for the Trojans. Now the bounce pass, they throw it away. Mackenzie Holmes down the right side, tried to find Hartwig down on the block. And the pass in traffic zips right by, and it's turned over. Tri-center now with the ball front court. 3:35 left. 5-point tri-center lead. Atlantic has scored 9 straight after falling behind by 14. Up the right side baseline. Now the ball out of bounds as Grove tried to drive. And we're going to have a foul call whistled against Paige Kennan. That'll be her third, and that will send Grote back to the free throw line. I guess from Atlantic's standpoint, if you got to send somebody to the line, that's probably who they'd want. She has struggled 0 for 5 here tonight. Front end of the bonus coming here for Grote on the way, and no good again. 0 for 6 from the line. Atlantic the rebound. Kennan to the front court now for the Trojans. Down the left side of the lane, the kick out. Worth left wing for 3, and it's good again. Shelby Worth drops bomb from the left side. It's a 2-point game now, 40-38. Atlantic has come back with 12 straight after falling behind by 13, and they'll get a chance to get it back once again as Grote in the lane called for the Paulson called for the offensive foul in the lane. Got caught in traffic, tried to force the issue, and the ball turns over.
A little bit out of control, and Gutenfelder did a great job getting in front of her. She also tied up the ball, so either way, I think she was going to get a good call out of the deal.
Atlantic front court, baseline, Gutenfelder, left side, nowhere to go. The kick out to Worth. Cannon, left corner, head fake, Hartwig. She drives inside, the floater up, no good. Got her on a rebound, turns, slice it back up, and a foul on Shelby Sullivan on the block shot attempt. That'll send Alex Hartwig to the free throw line now with a chance to shoot a pair. She could make them both. Atlantic would come all the way back from 14 down with 14 straight. Didn't see that coming. Hartwig at the line now. The first of her two is good. 40-39. Second one by Hartwig. On the way. That one's short. Hits the front of the rim. Rebounded off the floor by Tri-Center. 2:40 left to go. Tri-Center leads now by 1. It's 40-39. Grote out top of the center circle. Goes right side. The crossover out top. She gets a screen. Drives left side and fires it here to Botts. Botts. Oh, and a pocket pick. Kennan took it away. Paige Kennan to the front court. Right side Holmes. Bounce feed low. Hartwig fouled as she turns to try to bank one home. And she'll get free throws. Foul going to be whistled against Haley Larson. That'll be her fourth.
Quite the comeback here for the Trojans. It looked like a totally different team here the past few minutes, really just making things happen and then forcing the issue up the floor.
And Hartwig ties the game. Atlantic down a few minutes ago by 14 at 40-26, have come all the way back to tie it with 14 straight. Second one, good, and the Trojans have the lead. 15 in a row for Atlantic. 2:15 left to play, and the Trojans now with a 1-point lead. Out top, Grote to dribble drive through traffic, and we got a reach in foul called against Atlantic. Might be Gutenfelder. It will be Gutenfelder with the call. That'll be her third, and that'll send Grote to the free throw line. And it'll be a 1-and bonus.
Here's where Tri-Center, if they're going to win this game, is going to have to step up their effort because now they've got the advantage going to the line. They just need to knock them down.
And again, a missed free throw. Grote 0 for 7. Atlantic rebound. Trojans lead by 1 with 2 minutes left to play. Hartwig at the high post. Left side, Gutenfelder in the corner. She looks inside. Can't find Hartwig. Now going to lob it to her anyway. She gets inside. Missed the shot. Got her on a rebound. The putback good and a foul. Alex Hartwig missed the bucket attempt but stayed with it. Got the board, the bucket, and a chance to make a 3-point play out of it. Foul is going to be whistled against Botts. That'll be her fourth. And we got a timeout on the floor, asked for by Tri-Center. What a rally here late by Atlantic. Minute 51 left, Trojans by 3. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during the time of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Oneida Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Oneida Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Oneida, call 712-762-3779.
In the middle of an Atlantic hurricane right now. You didn't think you could have one of those this far into the mainland, but we've seen one here tonight. Trojans have scored 17 unanswered points here to take a 43-40 lead. And Hartwig chance to add to it and does not. Miss the free throw and a foul against Atlantic on the rebound. Boy, you sure didn't want to see that. Casey Pelzer not going to be happy with that. That's going to be Gutenfelder, and that'll be four on her, and that makes us a walk to the other side now. Gives Tri-Center a chance to shoot and score with no time off the clock. A minute 50 left. Atlantic down 40-26, leads it now 43-40. At the line, Haley Larson. She'll shoot two. They're in the double bonus. The first one is no. I take that back. It is good. It hit off the tongue, kicked way high, and then rattled around and fell through. So Larson gets the first. And the second try now is no good. Rebounded by Alex Hartwig for Atlantic. So the Trojans lead by two. 43-41, a minute 40 left to go here in the game. Out top, right side it comes now to Kennan. Down low, Hartwig in the right corner. She doubled. Team and feeds it back out. Paige Kennan, right side, dribbles into the lane. Quick pass inside, ball knocked away. Picked up, though, by Hartwig, and she dribbles back where she can take a shot. Throws one up as she curls around. Missed it, rebounded by Tri-Center. Trojans down to the front court. Tri-Center has it, a minute 20 left. Out top is Paulson, goes right side. Trying to screen to get someone open. They do. It's Botts. The three is short, hits the floor. Sullivan the rebound, and the putback is good, and we're all tied. We're even at 43 apiece. Atlantic with the ball now. 1 minute left to play here in the game. Gutenfelder out top. Kennan, right side Holmes. She drives. The pull-up shot blocked down low. Larson got a hand on it. Timeout asked for by Tri-Center. 54 seconds remaining. We'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. All even now at 43. Who gets the momentum?
That's a big shot finally to get a bucket from the field there for Tri-Center with the putback there by Sullivan off the missed three. You knew that's kind of what they were going to look for. That's been their bread and butter here in the second half of the game, is hitting those shots from the outside. So they got a good look for Botch, didn't knock it down, but Sullivan gets the bucket, and now they get the turnover on the other end of the floor here. So they've got, you know, a little bit going back in their favor, but it's been one heck of a rally to get back into it. So got to keep that confidence up and hope he can still make some plays down the stretch.
Tri-Center basketball, 54 seconds left. See what they choose to do. Either one of these teams are really ball handler adept enough that they can just kind of run out the clock with a little bit of defensive pressure. Pressure in the backcourt by Atlantic as they inbound. Larson will, or rather Paulson will bring it to the front court now for Tri-Center. 45 seconds left. Picks up her dribble, leaves it for Botts. They're going to spread the floor. Paulson back to Botts. Botts trying to drive, cut off, left back out top it goes. 35 seconds left. Oh, almost thrown away as Gutenfelder. She's probably one of the quickest gals on Atlantic's team. She scooted out in front of Haley Larson and knocked that ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Tri-Center to inbound. Out front it goes to Grote. Grote out at the center line now in the center circle, working against Paige Kennan. Outside it goes now to Paulson. 25 seconds left. Paulson turns, drives inside, dumps it for Sullivan. She lost possession, got it back, and banks it home, and gets fouled. Sullivan down low, lost the ball, was able to gather herself and the basketball and make the bucket. And that's going to be all for Liz Gutenfelder as she picks up the foul. That'll be her fifth, and she'll have to leave the ball game with 20 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. She finishes the night with 5 points.
Well, that's tough to take, too. You just mentioned a moment ago, she's one of those quickest players out there on the floor, and she's been playing pretty good defensively here for Atlantic, and that's going to be a loss they would like not to have right now.
Sam McConnell will come in to take her place, so they replace speed with some size. And it's a 45-43 game now, Tri-Center leading. And at the line is Sullivan, chance to make it a three-point play. The free throw on the way, it is no good, in and out. Hartwig the rebound. Chance for Atlantic up the floor, 15 seconds. Left side, Holmes, out top, Kennan. Lob down low, McConnell, open right side, missed the shot. Rebound, Hartwig, and she's fouled on the floor. 9 seconds left to play. Atlantic will have the ball on the baseline. Well, McConnell had an opportunity inside, and a foul down low. Oh, it should be a one-and-one here.
Yeah,
the foul going to be whistled on Haley Larson, and that'll be her fifth, so she'll have to leave the basketball game now with 9 seconds remaining.
They're going to bring in Mallory Christensen to replace her.
So at the line, Alex Hartwig, and we're going to have a timeout asked for now by Atlantic. So the Trojans will call for a timeout. This will just be a short one, so we'll keep it here. So Coach Pelzer wanted to talk strategy a little bit with less than 10 seconds to play, but his team a chance to perhaps tie the ballgame. Alex Hartwig will go to the line as we come back out of the timeout. Atlantic down 45-43, down by two, and she'll be shooting a one-and-one opportunity here. So a big first free throw.
Yeah, it's. I guess it lets you know what you have to do as well. I mean, you tell your players to be ready and try to get that rebound no matter what, either time. But you hope you make the first one, and then you have the opportunity either to tie it up with the free throw, or if then you can get the rebound, you know, possibly win the game at the end.
Hartwig, 14 points in the game, 12 in the second half. She's 4 for 6 from the line. The first one here is good. It rolls through. Got that one to dance in. 45-44, 9 seconds left. Second free throw coming here for Hartwig. This could tie the game. On the way, and good. She rattles them both in. 9 seconds left. Tri-Center inbounds. Atlantic needs to play defense. Up the floor, Paulson. Oh, she walked with it. Paulson came to a hop step at center court and turns it over. 5.2 on the clock, and Atlantic will get the ball back. And Tri-Center will ask for timeout. They want to talk strategy. They'll use their last timeout to talk a little bit about what they want to do defensively. We'll leave it here during this timeout. Boy, a couple of big free throws by Alex Hartwig, and now an opportunity for Atlantic.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. You know, if you can get the ball, and the idea would probably be try to get it inside and get it down low, because you know any foul is going to send you to the free throw line here in the bonus. So the opportunity to win the game one way or another. You know, sometimes maybe the officials let things play out a little bit more so than they would the rest of the game in a situation like this, but you definitely want to, you know, take your chances, I think, going to the basket and trying to get it inside to somebody, or at least driving to the basket.
Yeah, last thing you'd want to do is have any kind of a offensive foul here. And you know that they're going to be, Tri-Center's going to try to set up and see if they can get some screens moving back and forth. But we'll see what happens here on the inbound. Trojans with an opportunity. They don't have to go the length, only half court. They'll inbound at center court after the traveling violation turned it over. 45-45, we're all tied up. 5 seconds left to play here in the basketball game. 5.2 to be exact. And it'll be Shelby Worth inbounding here at center court for Atlantic. Worth gets the ball. Here we go. Into the backcourt. Kennan. Cross over the timeline. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Kennan gets open. Drives to the hole. Right side. Throws. And a blocking foul call with 5 tenths left. She tried to go and take it straight down the right side to the rack. And a foul whistled against Shelby Sullivan. So that will give her a chance to shoot two. 5 tenths. A half second left. So Kennan at the line, one's good enough. Here comes the first. It's on the way. It is no good. Dances off the rim.
Doesn't get any closer than that.
One more try. It sat there for a while. Kennan, one more here. Tie game. Here it comes. On the way. Good. She knocks it down. Half second left. They inbound. They have to fire it up. That's it. It's not going to happen as Tri-Center comes up just a little short. Atlantic turns around a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit and outscores Tri-Center 20-5 to finish the game, and they win it 46-45 here tonight. Take a break and wrap this one up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there when you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan be there for you.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Atlantic, where the Trojans are going to be charged with theft here in a little bit, I believe. They stole one away from Tri-Center here tonight. Tri-Center looked like they were coasting midway, or actually early through that fourth quarter. They were up 14 points at 40-26, and it looked like things were going to go Tri-Center's way here tonight, but Atlantic, with a dramatic turnaround, scored 17 straight points to go from down 14 to up 3 at 43-40, and as we said, they finished the game on a 20-5 run as they come away with a victory here tonight, 46-45. Boy, it's got to be one of those games that, you know, it's not so much the close games. Atlantic's played some close games this year. They've mostly lost those close ones, but it's just the way this one happened, being down 14 early in the fourth quarter. I mean, the team that only scored 26 points through three quarters of play, you figure how they're going to score enough to get back in the ballgame. But they found a way, and Alex Hartwig really put them on their back for a while, and she helped to ride this Trojan team to a victory.
Yeah, it's an impressive comeback by Atlantic, you know. They just kept their head, stuck with what they were doing, and you know, eventually Hartwig got in position and started making some shots, and then got to the free throw line, made some shots at the free throw line, and just kept up that hard work. All the way down the stretch there, I just kind of thinking to myself, you know, either way this comes out, both teams are going to look in the mirror and say, well, what could have been, because they both had their just incredible runs in the game that kind of went back and forth, and it was, of course, the three-pointers in the third quarter that got Tri-Center out to the lead, but then they just couldn't sustain that offense, and Atlantic, once they got pressure and started moving up and down the court quickly, it really got Tri-Center out of sync, and they just couldn't do enough there at the end to win the basketball game, and it's impressive that Atlantic was able to, you know, keep their head and win this one.
Hey, look at some of the numbers for you here in the ball game tonight. As Atlantic got a game-high 16 points tonight from Alex Hartwig, 16 points in the game, 14 of those in the second half, and in fact 10 of those in the fourth quarter, including some key free throws in that fourth quarter stretch. She ended up going 6 of 8 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to help her team go 13 of 19 from the free throw line on the night to pick up the win. Compare that with Tri-Center's miserable effort from the line tonight. They were just 4 out of 13 from the free throw line. That's pretty tough to win any kind of ball game, something like that. But they come up on the very much of the short end of the free throw shooting stick here tonight. Other scores for Atlantic, 8 points tonight for Mackenzie Holmes. Also 6 points this evening for Shelby Worth. Paige Cannon had 5, some key threes by Worth in that fourth quarter to help Atlantic mount that comeback. Also for Tri-Center, they had 3 players in double digits, as Emily Botts had a dozen, 11 for Nikki Paulson. Shelby Sullivan had 10, and a near miss for Kaylee Groat. She had 9, and she struggled. She was 0 for 7 from the free throw line in that ball game. Some key misses in that ball game by Tri-Center late, where they had some chances to stop that run by Atlantic and just could not convert, as the Trojans rally from down 14 to win it by 1.
When you see, I was going to say that you see both of teams kind of looking at that as there's some positives there, especially for Atlantic, you know, pulling out the victory. But there's definitely a lot to look at that was wrong in the game, too. There are plenty of stretches where both teams played very poorly that allowed both teams to go on the runs that they did during a game. But, you know, credit Atlantic for kind of weathering the storm and being able to pull it out.
46-45, your final. Atlantic wins. They go to 3-9 on the season. Tri-Center comes up short. They're 6-4 on the year with the loss here tonight. So 46-45, the final. Atlantic defeating Tri-Center in the girls' half of our doubleheader tonight. It is a doubleheader night. We've got the boys on the floor right now. It'll be Atlantic and Tri-Center once again, this time in the boys' contest. And we'll have that game for you live here as well. So stay with us. We'll have a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and get you ready for the second half of our doubleheader here tonight in just about 10 minutes. 46-45, Atlantic, a winner over Tri-Center in the girls' game tonight. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Peel. Thanks for joining us here for Game 1. Stick around. Game 2 coming up shortly here on KJAN.